Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
He'll be on momentarily.
Thank you. Come on, everyone. Let's just thank the Lord. Amen. And so, till we hear him. Come on, everybody. Let's just thank the Lord. Let's give him praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless all of you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, it's a wonderful joy to be with you all this morning. I was on mute thinking that you all were hearing me, but we're not. But I just want to give honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ and to welcome all of you from all over the world to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, a line dedicated to reaching people for Christ and for honoring our God with prayer and praise. People coming from all the world, from every walk of life, from every denomination and church affiliation. And we are just so excited about Jesus. He's doing a phenomenal work among his people everywhere. And we have realized that together we stand and divided we fall. And so we're coming together to pray together and to praise God together. Every person who wants to give God praise, we invite them to this line. And those who want to pray with their brothers and sisters, we invite them to this line. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, it's me again. I'm coming to you because you are the only true and living God. We don't pray to anybody else except you, Lord. You are the one who's been there for us. You're the one who's held our arms up and made a way for us out of no way. Just right for us to come to you and to give you praise and adoration. We give you glory, and knowing that you have blessed us in such an ultra-awesome and ultra-phenomenal way. Forgive us for all of our sins, we pray, and for every person on this line, forgive every sin. Amen. Sanctify this line, codify the line, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb. Our God, bless us today. And we seek, Lord, to be a blessing to no one else. God bless you. And God, I pray that you lift every heavy burden and lighten the heavy load of every person on this line. In the name of Jesus, and set free and deliver, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake here? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord, because a lot of people think that he is not real, but we know he's real.
Yeah.
And he's in your room. Let's speak to him right now. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, honest. And you know, I believe he waits on our praise, because you know, you could just imagine how many people around the world are getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and collectively, conglomerately giving God praise. Amen. God loves this. He really does. He loves to hear your voice praising him at 6 o'clock in the morning, because it simply says that he's first. That's why we call this the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, because we seek to honor the Lord first. Amen. Before we honor anybody else, we want to honor the Lord. So when I say praise check, this is something we originated here. It's going across the world, praise check. That means that you open your mouth and let me see what level your praise is on. Amen. Because everybody has a praise if they realize that God has been good to them. And he has been. Oh, my God. And we give him a praise this morning. All right, are y'all ready? Praise check, everybody, praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. We're doing you. We're praising you. We give you honor. We give you all the adoration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
We give you the glory. We give you the praise and all the adoration for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has been so good to all of us on this line, and this is a special day that we have come to do something special for one of the phenomenal people on this prayer line. I was made aware some time ago that all of the people on this prayer line are great people. We've got people from Hollywood, from Kansas, from Missouri, from Nebraska, from Illinois, everywhere, all over the country down here, Kentucky and Mississippi and Louisiana, everywhere. In fact, I want to just get a station identification in just a moment here, and I want to welcome everybody from all over the world, and then we'll move forward. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? If you could give us a station identification, I'd appreciate it this morning. God bless you. The line is open to you, Ambassador Hagen.
God bless. Good morning. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We honor, amen. Glory be to God. Each and every one of you that are listening, special honor, amen, today, amen, to our Chief of the National Ambassador, to Ambassador our Lady Daddy, First Lady of the Line, Ambassador Mother Adelaide Johnson, all of the ambassadors, their companions, all the ambassadors elect, to Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen, to everybody, to all of the corporate heads, all the corporate leaders, to all of those that are listening from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we're here live in the studio NPA, NPAradio.com, and we can be reached by calling into the studio. We're here live. That number to call in is 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 194 countries? Wow, and that's not even all. But to God be the glory. We want to thank our Chief International Ambassador. He's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, you name it, literally all over the world. We also want to thank, amen, all of the corporate heads today and all the engineers, all of the CEOs, all of you that are working in the background to allow this day to go forth. And we thank God for you, especially thanks, again, to our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. And God bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you did.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for the phenomenal introduction. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I want to ask people on the line today, if you have noise in your background, we're doing a very special ceremony today, and I know that you would we like to be respectful. If you would, place your phone on mute. You can do that by pressing *6. You mean *6. You hear people talking in the background. Place your phone on *6. Press *6, and that will eliminate that. And then I just want to thank you so much. You're so wonderful and kind and sweet. And to all of you who are at work today and listening, and all those who are on your way to work, oh, my God. I'm getting a prophecy even before I begin the ceremony on your way to work. Amen. Those at work. Amen. The Lord said he's going to fix it for you. He's going to fix it for you. Amen. Some of you are getting ready for work. You've been in the workplace and the enemy is trying to infect you and trying his best to somehow frustrate you. I've experienced this. The enemy than I do, he tries to frustrate me. And it's for a reason. He doesn't want you to prosper. And he uses people to try to keep frustration on you. But he doesn't want you to prosper. I want to just say, I heard the Lord say he was going to fix it.
Okay.
And rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice when you have a reason to rejoice. God bless you. And there's still a little background noise that you would place your phone on mute. *6. Amen. God bless you. I want to ask if Ambassador Stith, are you on the line this morning? So identify yourself.
Yes, sir. I'm pregnant.
Good. I want to ask if Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I was wondering also if Ambassador Stern, are you on the line?
Sir, I'm on the line.
Thank you. My prayers are for you. And even before we begin this morning, I want to just tell you that she lost her spiritual father yesterday. She's been weeping tears, not because she knows he went to heaven, amen, but because she's going to miss him. All these years, she's been holding up his arms, and we understand. So God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Ambassador Hagen, also, are you there? Because we'll need you in just a few minutes. God bless you. I want to welcome all of you again to this special time that we are having in honor of Ambassador Gail Stith. This is a woman who is a tremendous woman in the Lord. And it came to me the other day. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, I want you to do something special for Ambassador Gail Stith. He had spoken to me some time ago, maybe a couple years ago, and said, I want you to have a ceremony and let me elevate her from Evangelist Gail Stith to Prophetess Gail Stith. I obeyed the Lord, and surely the Lord has used her in this capacity and in such a great way. And then we had the honor of doing a service also, and she was one of the persons who was elevated to ambassador. I want to explain to you, ambassador is a phenomenal, ultra-awesome elevation. And God said to me, I want you to get prayer all over the world because it's going to change your country and people all over the world. And I said, yes, Lord, I didn't know how to do it. But he said, I want you to make ambassadors. And what kind of ambassadors are these, Lord? He said, make prayer ambassadors, people who believe in prayer, people who would accept trying to get prayer across the country and all over the world. And I said, yes, Lord. And that's how we came from, oh, my God, from 3 people about 7 years ago to now over 100 million different listeners across the world and reaching over 194 different countries. God said, do it, and we just said yes. And here we are. One of the persons who was made ambassador, an ambassador, thank God for this title and this elevation. It is a person who reaches people and promulgates prayer across the world. The best way you can do it. And Ambassador Stith has done such a phenomenal job. And we brought the convention there to Arkansas, and she had people all around Arkansas praying and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are the originator of what we call the 1,000 thank yous, giving God 1,000 or more. Some people now are giving 10,000 thank yous a day. A day. And so thank God for what he's doing. I want to just welcome to the line, I believe, Ambassador Stith's daughter, amen, and also her father. We do thank God for you being a part of this ceremony today. And from all those persons coming from her church under St. D. with Hill, the pastor there, and all those great, great members of that great church there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We welcome you, and perhaps even the bishop of the state there, perhaps many of the executive leaders in that state. We do welcome you and honor you to all of the other bishops and superintendents and pastors and elders and friends. We do honor you. And we certainly want to honor all of our ambassadors worldwide on the line today, as well as our ambassador elect. God bless you so much. We do thank God for everybody on this line. My God, this is a phenomenal day. It was brought to my attention by Jehovah God that there is a special lady who is deserving of the honorary doctorate degree from the First Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, from Amazing Grace International, and which we are affiliate of the Midwest School of Theology. Amen. God has certainly honored us and blessed us, and we certainly want to do what the Lord says do. One of the things I discovered of a lousy or a terrible leader is one who knows how to bless people but is selfish and does not bless people. The Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And another thing about a lousy or terrible leader is one who recognizes a person who deserves something and will not have compassion on them to give them what they deserve to have. A great leader is one who has compassion on people. That's what I ask God for. Job was there, and also I remember Solomon was doing something special for God. And God came down and said, I see you, Solomon, doing something special for me. What do you want? In other words, I'm not a selfish God. Even though I sit high and look low, I do look and see you doing something special for me. What do you want? And Solomon said, Lord, I want wisdom that I might be a blessing to the people. And I admire when he said, it seemed to me that the Lord was saying to me some time ago, Bernard, I've noticed that you're doing something unusual for the people, and I want to know what you want. And my response was, Lord, I want compassion, and I might be able to feel what people are going through and feel what people desire to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I believe God heard my request for compassion. And I looked and saw what Ambassador Gail Stitz has been going through. I know of her struggles. I know how she's worked so diligently to attain certain heights in life. I know that she was a graduate there at the University of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Yeah, the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and received her bachelor's degree in psychology. I know that this woman has two masters. She has a master's in psychology and a master's in addiction studies. I know that she's been certified as in alcohol and drug counseling. I know that she's licensed and certified in the Coben disorders. And and she's been appointed by the governor to serve on the Council for Alcohol and Drug Abuse. And I know that she's been working in her state many times. As I've spoken to her, she had to go to a district event because she is a district evangelist, I understand. And also, she has worked as a regional coordinator. She's been busy doing things for the Lord. She's a prophetess, an evangelist, She is an ambassador in her own right to take the word of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the country and even to the world. Paul himself, who was, in my opinion, the most prolific writer of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, did not refer to himself, although we thank God for the titles of bishop and superintendent and pastors and elders, I being a pastor myself, but he did not say that he was a pastor. Paul didn't say that I am a superintendent or a bishop or any other great title like that. But Paul said in his word, in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I am an ambassador to those who are in bonds, those who are in prison, and those who have been held back and held down by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and any other sees. But Paul said, I am an ambassador. And so this great woman, Ambassador Gail Smith, has been called of the Lord to touch lives all over the world. And nobody gets mad about that but the devil. The enemy seeks to hold back crab mentality, those who have been called by the Lord to go up. Amen. We seek not to do that because that would be an attribute of a terrible leader. And one of the things I want to do is have compassion on the people. The Lord brought it to my heart today that we have the ability to do certain things. And God said, I gave you authority, Bernard Johnson, that you might bless the people. Amen. And through the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, as well as the Amazing Grace Church in Kansas City, as well as the affiliate, which we are, to the Midwest College of Theology. It's been afforded to us blessing to be able to give what we call honorary doctorate degree in ministry. It was our privilege to do this first for Ambassador Bishop James Hagen and Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen now. And now it's been brought to us through the auspices of the Holy Ghost that there is one other at this present time and perhaps many others, but one that we would also bring this honor to today, and that is to the one and only Ambassador Gail Smith. She is a phenomenal blessing to anybody who has it in her church, to her state, to her job. Everywhere this woman places her feet, she is basically like Joshua, because God told Joshua, wherever you put your feet, I will give you land. And wherever this woman places her feet, the Lord blesses her and gives her the land. In other words, he gives her favor wherever her feet are placed. And she's placed her feet within the realms here of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And would I not recognize this and be kind to those who have been kind to us? God bless you. I want our international secretary and master, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, if she would say a word about Ambassador Smith. And before you present her to me, I would like to ask also Ambassador Dr. I'm going to ask Ambassador there in Chicago. And just, I will accept your help. All right. All right. I want to ask her also if she would have a brief word and and recommend the master step for this. Amen. And then I'm going to ask Ambassador if she's on the line this morning, would you also ask one of our other ambassadors, Hagen, if she would have a word on behalf of this. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you would.
God bless you. God bless you, and good morning to First Fruit Prayer Line, giving God the glory this morning for the things he has done. Thanking him so much for his blessings and waking us up for this glorious day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I praise God for this opportunity to just speak a word and say a word. First of all, I feel that I'm pressed upon my heart to acknowledge the loss of our very own Apostle Richard Houston, and acknowledgement to Dr. Patricia and Gary Stern. So God, we open our condolences are with you and our prayers are with you. So God bless you. We give him and the family. So we're praying for you. So we're thanking God for our chief ambassador this morning for taking this step to move forward, some joy and some peace and recognition to the woman of God, a prayer warrior that has been with us for some time. And we know that Ambassador Gail Stitz is one of those women that will say, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." And we're thanking God for Ambassador Stitz because she has done a great work. We praise God. We were there in Arkansas this past convention where she put on such an elaborate prayer breakfast. She invited the people of God. She came to the service back and forth. And she never stopped working, didn't miss a day. And that is a struggle when you are doing so much for the kingdom of God. And those that may not have taken that journey, it is not an easy journey to step out on the will of God, step out on faith. When you see nothing around you, you yet step out on the word, on faith, and let God lead and direct you. It's not an easy path or a journey. But we are thanking God this morning because Ambassador Stitz has demonstrated strong beliefs in prayer and praise. And always willing to promulgate prayer and praise throughout the globe. She has a love that has embraced the word of God. And she's like the woman in Luke 10, 19 and 10. She's seeking to save the lost. And we are praising God for her.
God
amplifies the fruits of the Spirit. So we give God the glory for the things that he has done in her life. Deserve this, and we're so happy to be here to congratulate her on this day of elevation in the Lord and in the love of the Lord because she has exemplified the commandments that were set forth and written by the finger of God Jehovah. And we thank God for you, Ambassador, precious Ambassador Gail Stitz. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. Amen. Ambassador Stern, if you're there, amen, Doctor, oh, both of these are Doctor Ambassador and Doctor Eleanor Pfeiffer, Ambassador Doctor Patricia Stern, please.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. I pray that you can hear me in my little still voice on this morning, but I said you could not have wanted not to be a part of this great, great occasion and to give my sister in Christ Jesus and my daughter congratulatory remarks on this morning. Words cannot express, amen, how much of honor and a privilege it is that God allowed me to meet her on this side of heaven. I'm so happy through the leadership of our own chief ambassador that there are so many great people of God that I had not yet even met, amen, coming through the First Fruit prayer line. And I certainly thank God that I crossed the path of, amen, prophetess, evangelist, amen. And I'm sure there are so many great honors that she have, even that I don't know, but I do know it in the spirit. But another elevation, and thank God that promotion does not come from the north, south, of the east, but we know through the word of God that it only comes from the Lord. And that was promotion that the Lord showed our chief ambassador for this great woman of God. For the short time that I've known her, it seems like a long time. And I'm so grateful to God for that. Periodically she calls me and may not get me. She always leave a word of prayer, a word of exhortation. One of the most touching things that she shared with me, amen, just before dawn the other day, and I'm sure that God allowed her to say that to me, that she was drawn to my spirit. And I told her that it is contagious, that when you meet someone like me, that it's going to be contagious. But to hear her tell me that, I thank God, because it meant a lot to me. Had the honor to meet her precious and lovely daughter, Cassie, and often she's about her dad. And I speak from how the Lord gives to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just put it out, the what I know, amen, in the spirit about this great woman of God. Words cannot express how many gifts, talents, that this one little vessel that God has blessed to be in the face of the earth, amen, to distribute all those gifts that is in this one vessel, amen. And I'm so godly grateful, amen, again, that she and I have crossed paths with one another. She looks up to me as a mother, so therefore I can do a little correction every now and then. That's what a mother does, but in love. And on today, I believe it's the 23rd of October, 2015, from the bottom of my heart, all the way from North Chicago, Illinois, pastors, doctors, amen. I know how I felt, and I'm so grateful that I had the privilege of my own chief and apostle, Richard Daniel Hinton, that gave my husband and I our honorary doctorate degree. And it's so good to know that Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson is not selfish in wanting to elevate others, amen, because they labor in the Lord. I believe it was the Apostle Paul say to help those ladies, in other words, bless those women that labor in the gospel, that bless those that help me. And she certainly is a blessing on the First Fruit prayer line and everywhere she goes, spreading the gospel. She's a preacher as well, too. My God, this woman can preach. And I'm going to say this before I give my last congratulations to you. When I first saw her, and first saw her in action, I mean really saw her, and I heard her on the First Fruit prayer line, I said, oh, my God, this woman is a danger to the enemy, and that's a good thing. You have to walk softly around anointed vessels such as Ambassador, amen, Gail Stiff. And so on behalf of pastors, doctors, ambassador first, amen, Gary and Patricia Stern, we do congratulate you on this day. You are so deserving, woman of God. I've told her, take it. Take your rightful place in the body of Christ. Amen. You earned it. Amen. It was wasn't given to you just by choice, but you earned it by being already an ambassador for Jesus Christ. So I stand in agreement with all of us on today, with our chief ambassador, Bernard Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, Ambassador of praise the Lord. Please forgive me. I'm just my first time. Amen. Praise the Lord since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, amen, Ambassador Gina Hodges, and those great, beautiful men and women of God, Ambassadors James and Julie Hagan, we stand and salute you today and congratulate you to being Dr. Gail Stiff. Back in your hands, Chief.
I bless you. Thank you so much. Great, great remarks also. From Dr. Emma Pfeiffer and Dr. Patricia Stern. We have time for you. Also, Dr. Julie Hagan, this is, and Bishop Hagan, if he's there, and then we'll take words from you, and then we'll proceed with our ceremony. The line is open to you. All right.
Oh, praise the magnificent name. Name of the Lord. God bless. This is our Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we're just excited about what the Lord is doing. We're glad, amen, to experience this great moment, and we thank God. We do honor the presence of the Lord, and we honor, amen, our great international ambassador. And on behalf of what the Lord is doing right now, hallelujah, the entire world is taking notice right now of what's happening. Create definitely history being made all over the world. More than 100 million listeners, more than 194 countries are witnessing this great event where the Lord has allowed our chief international ambassador to elevate and to pour into the life of a great woman who certainly is serving the community of Christ well. And we give God praise for what he's doing. And our NTA world has also created something that I was wanting to present to her, but however, we'd have to make that presentation later. There's just a little bit of adjustment that needs to be done, so we do apologize for whatever feedback you may be hearing. But we thank God, amen, for our Dr. Gail Stiff being selected for this great honorary doctorate. I'll tell you, she certainly is a woman who deserves, amen, to be honored, and God has chosen, amen, our chief international ambassador to do this. He's certainly a leader of all leaders. Glory to God, and God has anointed him for this. And we thank God for Dr. Stiff. She's well-deserving, as everyone else has said, amen. And I tell you, she has certainly touched our lives in a very special way, and the prophecies that she's given has been so much on point. And she's such a woman, such full of love, and her love just touches all of us. On behalf on the entire worldwide community, we just want to voice our congratulations to this great woman of God, and to let you know that you're someone in the mass media, in the worldwide, and may God ever bless you. And I understand you said you'd like to also have some words, amen, from Dr. Bishop. He's unavailable at the moment, but as soon as we can make the connection, I'm quite sure he'll be glad to say something on behalf of this great achievement. Mm-hmm. We're just so excited to be able to witness this on the behalf of Dr. Gail Stiff. God bless you, sir, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to share. Back to you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And I would like to say a word to you. May I, Ambassador Gail Stiff, I thought maybe to say in words, but I want to say something to you, dear. A song this morning, amen, and ask God to bless this as he gives this unto you. This is for you, Ambassador Gail Stiff. Amen. God bless you. When peace like a river mm-hmm.
attended my way. From sorrows like tea, billows rose. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to sing. The Lord said, it's well, you sing your works as well. It's well with your soul. God said, it's well with your soul. Can I say it again? With peace? Like a river. Attend it your way. When sorrows like sea, billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say. God said, it's well. Yeah, it's well. It's well. So. Let me take it home. It's well with your soul. I'm closing. I just got to tell you, it's well with your soul. Thank you.